save her or be the next to die. Concussion missiles blew her and the Jedi into the security airlock's inner door. They separated to avoid another round, which blasted the door back into the antechamber, exposing the four vault doors and the hole through which Axe had entered. She had a split instant to note that one of the vault doors was glowing bright red. Then a rain of blaster fire came from an entirely different part of the room, and she realized that someone else had joined the party. The Hutts, presumably, had noticed that their treasure was at risk. Before she could take advantage of the shift in the battlefield, the Jedi launched himself at Stryver, deflecting missiles away from him as he came. The missiles exploded into the ceiling, bringing down huge swaths of masonry on all three of them. A large chunk struck the Mandalorian, dropping him from his superior vantage point. Axe dodged a slab large enough to crush a bantha and sought her bearings in air, suddenly thick with dust. Shadowy figures danced around her. Tasseled Weequay, officers in Imperial uniforms, Gamorreans, and more. But Stryver was nowhere to be seen among them. Either a stunned silence had fallen, or her ears were overwhelmed by the most recent explosions. Red light played across the battlefield, then died. Just light, no concussions. Axe blinked and turned to find the source, remembering as she did the glowing vault door. Not a random hit from the Mandalorian's weapon systems, as she'd initially assumed. It was clear now that the door had melted entirely away, releasing the vault's precious contents to all comers. No one was breaking into the vault, however. That much was immediately apparent from the splatters of molten metal on the antechamber floor. It was rather the other way around. Shigar moved closer, weaving around the newcomers to the fight. They had provided an unexpected but very welcome distraction, yet he worried now about the danger they were putting themselves in. Stryver was down, but not out, and the Mandalorian had wiped out an entire cell of the Black Sun Syndicate on Coruscant single-handedly. Shigar, his head still ringing from the near miss with the disruptor, knew that Dal Stryver would stop at nothing less to achieve his goals on Hutteth, if he had to. For the moment, though, all eyes were on the vault. The hut security measures had failed. Someone had melted the door and gained access to the inside. Shigar wondered if they had come up the floor of the vault, much as the Sith had attempted. But if so, why not leave that way? Why go to the trouble of melting another exit? The pool of molten metal that had once been a door cast a bloody backlight on the figure that stepped out of the vault. It didn't look like any kind of being Shigar had seen before. It stood 2 meters high and seemed at first to be an ordinary biped with skinny arms and legs of equal length. Then it unfolded another pair of arms attached to its midriff, spaced equally between shoulder and hip joints. It bore no resemblance, however, to insectile species like the Geonosians or the Killik. Its body was a perfect hexagon, stretched vertically. There was no head. Black sensory organs dotted the central body like the eyes of an arachnid, gleaming in the light. Apart from those organs, its skin was silver. He couldn't tell if it was a creature in an environment suit or some kind of construct. With unerring steps, it crossed the pool of molten metal on feet that were duplicates of its hands. It turned 180 degrees, revealing a back that was identical to the front. When it reached the wreckage of the inner door, it stopped there and swiveled slightly, taking in the ruined security airlock and the beings it contained. The Mandalorian, the Jedi Padawan, the Palace Guards, the Twi'lek,